Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Throwback Thursday, arriving on the 6 a.m. wake up mix on the TBT 624. Good morning. It's Bill and Jessica Show.
What's up? Good morning. Partly sunny. A touch cooler today. Highs in the low to mid 50s.
We're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Watch us live here in the studio at Power 101.7 FM. Tons of stuff for you coming up this morning. Of course, all your old school throwbacks by request. 6:35 and 8:35, we have Jessica Celebrity Buzz. 7:10, we got some more music and entertainment stories. 7:20 and 8:20, we got a phone check with Clarissa Jenkins. We got some in the news stories at 8:50 after 9. Of course, we have the audio vault. We have some food news, today's polls, and more. Before we get into some trending stories, yesterday we have some breaking local news. This is a biggie. This is definitely a biggie. Definitely affects our family personally. And, I mean, it's bittersweet for him, you know. Coach Jake Coleman. Coach Jake Coleman from Stephen Decatur High School, the head varsity football coach. This statement was posted on the Stephen Decatur High School football Facebook page. To my Decatur football families and fans, I want to begin by expressing my gratitude to God for the incredible journey of coaching and for the relationships I've built over the years here at Decatur. The love and support my family and I have received here at Decatur far exceeded anything I could have ever imagined. Most importantly, I want to thank my wife and family for their sacrifices and encouragement throughout the journey. And I just want to add in there, tons of sacrifices.
Oh, I know.
I will say that.
I bet.
As each season comes to a close, I take time to reflect. While this may look easy to some, I must humbly acknowledge the challenges of being a head coach and defensive coordinator. Balancing these roles with the demands of traveling across the country every weekend to support my son, by the way, his son Bryson, playing at Vanderbilt, while also making time for my other two children and my wife has been no small feat. And, I mean, we see it firsthand. Mm-hmm. I know that's right. To accomplish what we did over the past 2 years while personally keeping this pace is nothing short of remarkable, and I want to credit the best coaching staff and the best players in Maryland for that. After much contemplation and prayer, I have made the decision to step down as head coach at Decatur football. However, I want to assure you that I will continue to support and assist the program, the school, and the kids. I'm profoundly grateful to my fellow coaches, players, parents, and community officials, volunteers, and opponents. Each of you have contributed to making my head coaching career incredibly rewarding, and for that, I will always be thankful. I have fulfilled my dreams in coaching, and I will cherish these memories forever. Thank you, Decatur. Go Hawks, Jake Coleman.
Aw.
Wow. Well, thank you, Coach Jake Coleman. That's all I got to say. Thank you. You know, I reposted it on my Facebook page, and I posted this to one of the most successful coaches in Decatur history, and that is true, and the one who got our son to love football again, one of Bryce's greatest coaches and my personal friend. I just want to say thank you. What an unbelievable run, and even though I'm sad that he won't be Bryce's head coach through his senior year, I totally understand spending more time with family. Bryson is doing amazing things, and you should be proud. Thank you for such an impact you had not only on our son's life, but all the kids you coach. Jake Coleman changed the whole, not only football culture, but the whole sports culture, and that is true, all across, all sports, at Stephen Decatur High School, make no mistake, he's the one who did it. So, he also, you know, released a statement to DSN last night as well. Of course, you know, he had all the media reaching out to him.
I'm sure.
Including me.
I'm sure.
So, here goes his statement and video to DSN.
I want to be more present, you know, when I'm present. And certainly when I was traveling, you know, to see my son play in Nashville and across the country, it was just a lot. You know, being a head coach, you know, running the defense and doing everything to the level and standard that I kind of hold myself to, as well as, you know, making sure that I'm making time for my family. I felt like I was falling a little bit short in both areas. I'm not planning on going anywhere right now. I just want to go watch my son play, and I'm going to step back. But I certainly have enjoyed my time at Decatur. Man, I've got the best administration. Like I said, I got the best parents. You know, I've got just the best players, the best coaches. So I'm just so appreciative of everybody.
Yeah, so there he is, Coach Jay Coleman, who, by the way, will be in studio with us coming up on the 19th.
Oh, nice.
So he's going to come in and, you know, we're going to talk all about it.
Yes.
So already set up an interview for him. So he'll be in here on the 19th, good, which is Martin Luther King Day on Monday. They're all school, so he's going to come up here, okay, and, you know, interview with us. So looking forward to that, and we'll find out, you know, all the details. Just look back, reflect, talk about everything. Talk about Bryson, talk about his, you know, coaching career at Decatur. But like, you know, he said to me personally, he said to the boys, and he released in a statement is that he's not going anywhere. He's still going to, you know, help be an assistant coach, and he's going to, you know, he works at the school, obviously, mm-hmm, you know, so he's, he'll be there. He's just going to step down from that head role. So, but man, just unbelievable. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see what happens. But what a, like, what he built there, yeah, at Decatur.
He definitely made an impact.
What he built there at Decatur will live on to, yep, you know, what it is today. All those coaches there are Jay Coleman coaches, mm-hmm, like under him, mm-hmm, you know? So, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously whoever's hands get the regime, you know, it will continue on. But man, thank you, Jake Coleman. Looking forward to talking to him, you know, in the next couple weeks. But he will be on with us. It's 6:31. It is the Bill and Jessica Show. Let's do this.
Say what? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We said trends.
On Power 101.7.
All right, fun facts about keywords for World Typing Day. Okay, today is World Typing Day. Include one of the longest words that can be spelled using just the top row is typewriter. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, also stewardesses is one of the longest that can be typed just with your left hand.
Okay.
Okay.
I see it. Yep.
Bath & Body Works debuted the new Pizza and Ranch candle last month.
Pizza and Ranch. Okay.
Yeah, but they're already nixing it because apparently it's making a lot of people gag.
Oh.
Yeah, customers claim it was the most disgusting thing they've ever smelled.
Goodness.
Yeah. A Reddit list is going viral of things that were socially acceptable in the 90s, but not anymore. Showing up at someone's place unannounced. I guess that was acceptable in the 90s.
That's not cool.
But not in 2026. Also, leaving your kids in the car while you shop. Hey, I'll be right back. Stay right here.
Just lock the door. Don't open it for anybody.
Yeah. I'm just going to run in real quick. You good? You want to sit in the car? You want to come in? Also, babysitting at the age of 10.
Oh, okay.
Socially acceptable in the 90s, not in 2026.
Not now.
Mooning people.
Oh.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. That's not acceptable? Wait. Yeah, try it now. You might get arrested.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
In 1996, they were like, oh, that old gag.
Oh, that old gag.
Just pull your pants up. Stop it.
And now?
Now it's a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
A shopping mall in China added windows to their public bathroom stalls that became clear if you light a cigarette in there. Oh. Smoking in bathrooms is still a common issue in China. Oh, that's interesting. Hmm. Do people smoke cigarettes anymore? A fortune teller in Thailand got arrested after he predicted a woman would lose some valuables, and then stole her iPhone.
What?
Yeah. I predict you're going to lose something valuable. Then he swipes her phone. All right. Here's a couple good news stories floating around.
Boy.
A family from Texas found a 2-carat diamond at Carter of Diamond State Park in Arkansas. And have you ever heard of a tuneless choir? Yeah, they're choirs specifically for people who can't carry a tune. A woman in Canada just started two of them. Well,
can't carry a tune.
Yeah. I know some church choirs who can't carry a tune. WalletHub.com says the best cities for jobs in 2026 are Scottsdale, Arizona, Columbia, Maryland,
okay,
and Portland, Maine. Oh. South Burlington, Vermont is fourth, and Pittsburgh is fifth. So if you're looking for a gig,
okay,
those are some places to go.